Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when we're talking about financial topics, we can cover just about everything. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, i.e. not financial advice. But if you do want more personalized financial advice, then you can reach out to my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we host all across the state of Utah. You can find that on redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Colby, let's dive right in.
Hey, Colin, I'm planning to work part-time in retirement. How does that affect my Social Security or taxes?
Many retirees don't realize that working part-time while collecting Social Security can trigger some benefit reductions or some unexpected tax liabilities. This is something that I get often is, you know, my clients will be like, hey, I'm done working like full-time. I don't really enjoy my job that much anymore. I'd like to go on to Social Security early. And you know, you can turn on Social Security at age 62. That's earliest traditionally that we can take Social Security. But the problem is if we make too much money when we get on the Social Security early, they'll penalize us. Yeah, that's right. They will take back our hard-earned money, the money that we contributed to Social Security. If we take it early, they'll take some back. That's wild to me. Like, I don't get that. If this program is supposed to be for the people, for us, to make sure that we're successful in retirement, why am I getting penalized by taking it early? One, I'm getting my benefits reduced by 25 to 30% if I take it early. And two, if I keep working, even part-time, if I make too much money, they're going to penalize me there too. This is something I don't get when it comes to Social Security. The fund has some struggles already, right? As of right now, a new report came out pretty recently here that in 2034, that's when the current trust fund funds deplete and we run out of current money. Well, what that really means is that if they don't fix anything when it comes to 2034, they will reduce everyone across the board's benefits by about 21%. 21%. So one, we're already underfunded, first off. And there's so many problems that we can go into this with. You know, they borrowed from it in the past. And also the biggest generation that's ever been is retiring at numbers we've never seen before. In fact, the numbers are right around 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day as of right now. In 2035, it goes to 13,000 baby boomers are retiring every single day. Well, the biggest workforce is jumping on Social Security and leaving the workforce. So there's less money being pushed into it because there's less people to tax and less people to pay into Social Security. So we've got the two dilemmas there. They also have a limit on how much taxes they tax to each individual person, which I don't mind not paying as many taxes, but the problem is they've capped it. So those who are making too much money or a lot of money don't pay into it after a certain point. This isn't necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but just something to know, right? And then they're going to go in and say, all right, for those of you who are taking it early, we're still going to penalize you. We're still going to take away 25 to 30%, and we're going to make it so you can't keep working unless you stay under this 20, I think it's right around 25,000 or less, a little under that, is how much I can make and not have any penalties in my Social Security. Well, that's where we have to be careful when we're doing our planning for Social Security, because some people will come in again into my office and they'll be like, hey, Colin, like, the fund's going to run out of money. I'm worried. I just want to turn it on as much as possible. And then I can take that money and I can reinvest it. I'm like, yeah, you could do that. However, if you wait to take your Social Security after your full retirement age, you get a guaranteed 8% return on your money on Social Security just for waiting. So they're going to give us a reward for being patient on taking our Social Security. Now, I want to make it super clear. There's no one-size-fits-all with Social Security. Everybody's so different. You have to look at your individual circumstances. And some of the circumstances we got to pay attention to is, am I married? Am I divorced? Am I widowed? Do I have kids in the home? What age am I? What kind of other assets do I have? Do I have a 401k, an IRA, a Roth IRA, non-qualified or after-tax money, bank account money? Where am I going to draw my income from? Is it from a pension? Is it from a rental? Are those part of my portfolio? we want to pay attention to the tax status of our assets too, because that matters as well. Because as of right now, how the laws sit, Social Security for a lot of folks is going to be taxable to you. Now, the most that they can tax Social Security is 85% of it or whatever tax bracket you're in. So if I'm making $1,000 a month on Social Security, they can only tax up to $850 of it. 15% or $150 is going to be non-taxable each month. That's great and all, but I don't want any taxes on my Social Security. And specifically here in Utah still taxes Social Security for state taxes, which is crazy to me. We're one of only a few states that still does that. So we got to pay attention to the taxation of our Social Security as well. It's not just about how much we get or don't get and if the fund goes out of money, runs out of money or not. We got to look at all these different obstacles. And then we also have to say, well, how long do I believe I'm going to live for? And as everyone knows, that's probably the hardest question to answer ever because we don't know. But we can do our best to guesstimate and we can say, all right, what did my parents and grandparents, what did they look like? When did they pass away? Did they have any health issues? Do I have any health issues? We got to evaluate all of this. We can't just look at one piece at a time. We got to put it all together and figure out what Social Security looks like. So yeah, working part-time in retirement, it can be a strong play. And as long as you enjoy what you're doing and you're having fun and it's not stressful and you can say, hey, I don't have to do this if I don't want to do it, great, let's do it. But again, you got to keep just under $25,000 each year, which is not a lot of income. Many retirees don't realize that working part-time while collecting Social Security, highly likely it will trigger reductions or unexpected tax liabilities. As of how the laws stand right now, Social Security, you can get it so it's never taxed again. You can have a zero tax as the laws stand right now. Not with, you know, the current administration saying they'll never tax Social Security, which they didn't do. Maybe they'll do it in one of the next bills they're trying to pass, but they didn't pass it this time. But even without that bill passing, we can still get to Social Security never being taxed again, but we have to be very strategic in how we do this. We got to look at your entire retirement portfolio, where all of your assets are coming from, what your life looks like. And it's not a one size fits all. My favorite attorney phrase is, it depends. And that's what I mean when it comes to Social Security. And what I found is that your best friend's dog's uncle's monkey's aunt's sister has an opinion about Social Security, but what they don't know is your financial picture. Now, do I want my neighbor or my smart brother or my cousin to know my financial picture? No, so it's probably a good thing that they have an opinion, but what they don't have is the data to make the best choice possible. And that's what drives me crazy. And they don't understand the data behind Social Security and what they've done to make it solvent for longer, because they pushed it. They pushed out that insolvency date a few times now by changing things. They're making us wait longer to take 100% of our benefits. They're taxing us more than they've ever taxed us before. They're adjusting the cost of living adjustment so it's not as, you know, maybe it's not as big some years. They have so many things they can change to solve it for longer. And I feel pretty confidently that they're going to go in there. They better, or else they're never going to get voted into office again. Because the thing is, the voting class in America, are you all listening to my program today? The retirees. You guys vote. My generation and younger, we suck at it. We don't do it like we should. And so they need to make you guys happy above and beyond anyone else in this nation. And if they don't fix Social Security, that's a huge problem for everybody, really, for not just you all, but for the people who are still working, because it's going to put a strain on our entire economy if they don't solve this. So I'm pretty confident they will, because they've showed us in the past that they will fix it. However, Social Security is not a one-size-fits-all, as I've mentioned many, many, many times through this whole segment. We need to understand the earnings limit. We need to understand what my picture looks like, what the temporary reductions look like, how your income impacts taxation of Social Security, because it can and it will. With smart, strategic planning, you can keep more of what you earned. This is your money you put into Social Security. Let's get as much as we possibly can out of it. Part-time income might seem simple, but it's one of many retirement risks that are out there. And what we want to do is we want to solve this for you. We want to help you figure out how to solve this risk and many, many others. In fact, there's 100 different risks that we want to help you solve. These are 100 risks that almost every single retiree will face while in retirement. And we want to help you solve as many of them as we possibly can. So what will happen is when you call us today, we'll get you scheduled for a 15-minute phone call where we'll gather the details of your Social Security, what that looks like for you, your income, interactions, what that looks like for your taxation, for your retirement, give us a call, 801-686-8905. That's 801-686-8905. We'll run this report. You'll get it. It'll be simple, no pressure conversation to help you walk away a little bit better.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.